Dear Chicago.
Don't say.
Drove to Chicago.
I didn't care to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we
everybody needs a little time away.
Don't say.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Pop Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
And this is Bill.
Today is Sunday, June 19th, 2011. Okay, I'm hot, first of all. Is it hot in here?
It's hot, a little warm.
And it's like 72 in here, so I don't know what the deal is. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. You are listening to like the number 3 podcast in Chicago. PNS is number 1 and somebody else is number 2, I'm sure, and whatever. So used to be the number 1 podcast.
We are number 1 in gaming.
But now that's Pod is my co-pilot, so.
Woo!
Speaking of Taylor.
Hey, Taylor.
So I don't know what we're going to talk about, really.
We got shit to talk about.
We have stuff, but okay, so it's been a little over a week since we recorded, right?
Well, we
no, it's last Sunday. Mm-hmm. So
we did the live show Sunday.
Yeah, we did a live show, and instead of doing two separate shows,
I just fucked it up
and made it all one because I didn't feel like dealing with it. That's the best part when James can do all that stuff. I kind of got used to that because I've never had that before. I've never had a co-host that actually
did
worked for the show, except for had the talent. Talent.
Ricky quoted the talent. You can quote him on that quote. Unquote.
So it was kind of nice there for a few weeks not have to do it.
Right.
And then James is like, bum, bum, ba, bum, boom. I'm busy. You got to do it. Oh, that was you.
That was you. Me.
Yeah. I'm still talking.
Don't be breathing hard. So, oh, look, it's Spike too over here.
Sorry.
So, yeah, now it's going to be back to the lazy way of posting stuff, you guys. Sorry.
At least for another week or so.
I did put the song on the back of the, on the end of it, though.
Did you put the laughing one?
I chose no laughing.
Wow. No. I like the fun stuff at the end.
I don't have a, I didn't want to listen to the whole thing. So.
Lord, you are lazy.
I did listen to most of it, but well, when you're in the show, it's kind of hard to listen to the show.
No, I mean,
there was a few times I laughed, but what?
I don't listen to it for enjoyment. I listen to it to make sure it's good.
Well, it's still going out, no matter if it's good or not, though.
Well, I should say censored approval.
Oh, censored. Yeah.
Censored and approved.
So I'll be doing it again this week and, you know, I'll try to work a little bit better on it. I'm busy, y'all. It takes me like 14 hours to get home from work.
So then you can put it on your phone then and listen to it and have a little notepad and you can have it ready.
I can't because I read The Hunger Games on the way to work and on the way back from work.
And that's important because that's some good shit.
Yes, it is. What we were talking about on the last show, which you haven't heard yet, but what I want to do is when we're all done with the books, you, me, Taylor, Lauren, and George all have a podcast and talk about it.
Oh, I'm all about that.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
So if other people would want to read it, then maybe.
He's reading True Blood so that we can actually, or the Sookie Stackhouse mystery novels or whatever.
By the way, when he says he, that means me.
So that we can watch it since season 4 starts soon and I can't not watch it. And so he needs to hurry his ass up. So he's read book 1 and we've watched season 1.
And then I've already finished
each book a season.
Technically.
The second season is like a combination of the book 2 and 3, and then the third season is more about 3.
Yeah, it's a different beast, but at the same time, it follows kind of like the overall framework of some of the big plot lines, but then they do a lot of crazy shit and add characters, subtract characters, don't kill characters. You know, what they do in Hollywood.
Hopefully they don't do that to Hunger Games, because the book is written, like, excellent.
It's a little hard to do that since everyone has to die.
That is true. That is true.
It's kind of part of the plot.
Well, I want to talk about it, but I can't. So I'll talk with you about it after the show's over. I'll tell you where I am on the book.
Good.
You guys, I know I've been saying this about every episode, but you guys have to check out these books. They're really good. I'm so serious. Lauren is almost done with the third book, and she doesn't read. So
neither do I. I went through the second book like no other of the True Blood, Sookie Stackhouse one.
Is that her last name?
Stackhouse.
Yeah.
Doesn't she get married?
No, no, in real life.
I don't know.
No, are you... Wait, in real life...
I know it's Anna Paquin.
She got married to Bill the Vampire in real life. She's not married.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, but he is on the show, though.
Yes, I told you that.
So he is on the show, though, right? He's the vampire on the show?
Yes, he's the main...
Oh, he's Bill.
He's Bill the main vampire.
JD...
Are you Bill the main vampire?
JD in San Diego was like, I want to actually call you Sookie now, James.
James LaRoy's name should be changed to Sookie.
James and is
more like
Sookie.
Sucky.
Huzzah!
You better watch your mouth because your mic might go out.
That's where we need to put a laugh track in.
No, we should just create our own laugh track since our laughs, Ricky kind of like go in the same.
Right. And then some others go, and they have to throw their head back. I'm just saying.
Would that be?
I throw my head back and forth. I throw my head back and forth when I laugh.
I just won't forget that time you laughed like super hard on the bus and you
and
hit
I
your
smacked
head.
Smacked my head on the pole.
He just did it.
Nice.
Well, because I know when I laugh loud on here, it's like.
You always make fun of me, though, because I have those,
you have a boisterous laugh.
And I'll do it in the middle of when it's quiet. And right. It's just that quick.
It's funny, though. I like it.
I love it when you laugh.
So let's see here. Oh, do you have something to say to Nessa?
Hi, Nessa. I could use a new best friend.
But she needs to move here, though, right? Instead of Tucson.
Well, that'd be better.
It would be better because you guys aren't moving to Tucson.
I could hook her up with my friends in Tucson. That's not, as in not like sexually, but
that's not helping
people
her.
Who she knows.
That's not helping her be my best friend. We can be long distance pen pals.
Yeah, she would be. She's into that.
Let's write postcards together. I like mail.
I do too.
Mic sucks.
What?
Is that your mic?
Is it going in and out still?
No.
You guys, I think it's time for Foul Monkeys to get a new microphone and some new wires for our stuff. So if anybody would like to donate to that fund, that would be great.
Email Ricky at
foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Or we have a PayPal link on the website if you guys want to do that. Or there's one on our Amazon wish list that you can buy for us that I have picked out already.
So this is the part of the podcast where you insert the music for Not Too Proud to Beg.
Right. This is where we, this is usually where we, and people have been requesting that we talk about this, is part where we talk about losing weight and begging for money, because that's what we used to do apparently all the time. We would talk about my weight loss and then beg for money. And then one of the listeners started giving me money for every like pound I lost or whatever.
Oh,
but it was like 1 cent. So, I mean, it wasn't
cheap ass.
And by the time it got to us, PayPal had already took their part of it, so there was nothing.
So next time it needs to be in Target gift cards and mailed.
Right. But you know, I was thinking the other day when I was in the shower. Well, I don't know why I was thinking about this, but I was thinking having you two here, and then I cannot wait until Christmas when we send out Christmas cards because they're going to be awesome. Have a feeling with our gay creative juices flowing. Because what I kind of want to do is, this is too early to be talking about this shit, but
whatever.
But I was thinking about
wait. The show won't get out until Thanksgiving.
Right. Pretty much. But like, my idea is I kind of want to do a Christmas card that involves like the main people like in my life, I guess. So like you two, Lauren, Josh, Kevin, George, and have some kind of like...
Can we do a nativity and put Kevin in a manger?
Oh my God, that'd be awesome.
We could all dress up as characters. Oh, baby Jesus.
Jesus.
Baby Jesus.
And then what I want to do is like have us all get together and do like the signing of the cards and like sign our names and stuff.
And then and Jesus or Jesus can have two dads like your nativity scene.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I do have a Jesus has two daddies nativity scene at home.
Oh, awesome.
It was totally accidental, but it's fantastic.
It works.
Are they cute dads?
They're twins.
Oh.
It's the same damn Joseph.
Did you buy it that way?
No, my mom was like piece buying it when they were on sale, like Cracker Barrel. And
Did you just say there were black characters too?
No, no, no.
I thought they were.
Oh. No. I was like, they were not selling that at Cracker Barrel. I know better than that.
I have the three wise men and two Joseph. And then she got me two baby Jesus, but I don't use one of them, though I have considered painting the second one black and it being his stepbrother.
Oh, that would be cute.
But I haven't gone that.
What was his stepbrother to be named?
I don't know. I don't like to be that racist during Christmas.
Pedro.
Because I'm not really, you know, Pedro. Generally.
His name is Juan.
Anyway. why are we talking about Christmas?
I know. Christmas in, well, it's not even July. So
it's a week away. I know, right? Crazy.
Yeah, considering it's still like 14 degrees outside some days.
Yeah.
What?
You know, I'm a month away of being in Chicago for a year.
Wow. I've been here since February 19th. Did you say that's caring? Is that what you just said?
No, I said, and I am a month away from caring.
So, all right. So the first thing on here, free bus ride in the idiots. Okay. So I'm on the bus on Fullerton coming home from work. We're already late because the buses are fucked up. There were four buses backed up back to back. That's how they were fucked up. So the bus we get on, there is a clearly stated sign for money and for the card, out of order. The bus driver's waving people on the bus, but there are people still trying to put money into the machine. And when she's saying, no, go to the back, they start arguing with her, like, why? We need to pay. They, like, would not move on the bus until they paid. And she's, like, out of order, not working. What, you know, she was a black CTA worker. You know how she, you know, the women can get kind of testy.
You mean CTA worker? Would,
yeah. Is that what I said?
No.
No, I'm saying.
Meaning there are no white.
There are no white.
No, I'm sorry. There's some white ones and Asian ones. I get on an Asian ladies bus on Fullerton in the morning sometimes, and it makes me so scared.
Why? Because
she's a woman and she's Asian, and they're double negative, known not to be driving well.
Yeah, I would be like, I'll wait.
And so the people were lining up, and she was like, what part do you not understand? Out of order. If you can't read, go on the next bus behind you if you want to pay. Ooh. And I was like, I secretly love her. Because I saw free and I was like,
okay.
Even though I pay a monthly pass, it's, you know, regardless if I pay or not, it's still going to be taken out of. But
speaking of stupid people and money on the bus, so I'm on the bus going to, where was it going? Oh, I think it was going to James' old apartment. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
So this guy comes on and his card isn't working and he just gotten off of the Damon Brown line.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, he was doing a transfer. Well, his card didn't work, you know, to charge him 25 cents for the transfer or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he's getting sweaty, getting nervous because, you know, he didn't have any money. The thing's not working. Oh. His girlfriend didn't have money. So I'm just like, oh, I'll pay for it. So I go up there and go, hey, did you figure it out or do you want me to put my card? And he goes, fuck off. And I was like, excuse me? I'm trying to fucking pay for your bus fare because you literally look like you're going to shit your pants any second now and you're sweating. And then finally his girlfriend finds some money and then they bitch because they know better. They can't get change, you know, because it doesn't make change. So they paid too much money, you know, for the...
Sorry.
For the ride. And I was like...
Who are you talking to?
Nobody.
Okay.
So I was just like, I'm trying to be, you know, nice and...
Uh-huh.
You tell me and to it, fuck off?
That's weird. I can't. Was he young or old? Or?
Yeah. No. Yes. And to picture them, it was a skinny, hipstery kind of white guy with a tall, black, mixed black girl. But they were dressed really nicely. They were, you know, looked like people that should have learned manners at their, you know, Ivy League school that they went to.
I've always thought about that. I haven't done it yet, but like when people like either don't have enough money or something, just swiping my card. But I haven't done it yet.
That charges you.
Yeah, I know.
Like as in like it'll charge you extra on top of your 86 a month.
I just figured for me it would cost me 25 cents too because it would have looked like a transfer. Mm-hmm. I wasn't worried about it.
Yeah, but I think when you pay for someone else, they press a button on there that charges you full. Because I've noticed that when you say, oh, I've got the person behind me, you do it, and then they press a button, and then you put your thing down again.
Oh, I think that's because when you get off the same stop. This wasn't the same stop. I was already on the bus for it was only one stop, but I had already paid. The bus is gone.
Oh, okay.
This was someone who got on after I was on.
Okay. What was I going to say? Yeah, but I've done that before, but because I've accidentally scanned it twice. And it charged me for it, but I just emailed the CTA and said, I was charged twice for this, and there was no one with me. They just took it off.
Mm, nice.
So, I don't know. So, yeah, the people were... Jeez. Ew.
Excuse me.
Ooh, that was nasty.
Ricky made us dinner tonight.
I did make you guys dinner. It was, like, kind of impromptu.
Shit's good.
Because I wanted spaghetti, and... All right, anyone that's single... You probably know this. It's hard to make spaghetti or lasagna or pretty much any kind of Italian food.
You mean it's hard to cook in general for one person.
That's what I mean. Well, that's what I was going to say. But then these types of food, there's always more left over than you can really eat.
Even for two people.
You're right. Yeah. I mean, you saw the pot. It's still halfway full in there of spaghetti sauce that I'm going to be eating probably for a week. And my fucking like heartburn is going to be killing me tonight probably. I need to take some Rolaids. I prefer mine with mushrooms, but there's two people out here at the table that... No! No, I will not! Gross. I was thinking about being mean and just putting like one slice in there to see who would get it. It's kind of like the pickle in the Christmas tree in Germany. Or the baby in the cake, you know, and down in New Orleans to see who got it. But I was like, no, one of them might be allergic or something. I better not.
Oh, I'll eat them if I have to, but I don't like them.
Yeah,
you can pick them out.
Here's the thing: if they're finely chopped and they're whatever, like if they're mixed in where it's not like individual little like slices, but they're smaller, I'm okay with that.
Well, this would have been like what I would have put in there is the mushroom pieces, not sliced, like but chunks. Just the pieces. Yeah,
no, I don't need that.
Mm-mm. No,
but at least you can move that to the side, though.
I can always add it now since you've already eaten. I can just put it in there now.
Yeah.
But I like your idea, moving it to the side.
With your fork.
And I was also nice and took out some sauce for Lauren before I put any meat, anything. I didn't even cut the meat on the thing or anything. I thought about it.
Oh, you're so thoughtful.
That's what happens when you live with a vegetarian.
And
then I'm like, one day I was like, oh, you know, I'm going to make this. And she's like, that has chicken broth in it. I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess you don't eat that. Sorry.
But vegetable broth can, and a lot of things that call for chicken broth, be a fine substitute.
Mm-hmm. Like, is chicken bouillon?
Bouillon
cubes, is that really chicken? Or is it just flavored?
No, it's like basically like boiled down broth.
Yeah.
So it is.
Yes. Yeah,
so it does have chicken.
It has chicken.
So beef and chicken bouillon would not be vegetarian.
Oh, okay.
Though they do make a vegetable bouillon, just so you know.
They do.
What is that?
A vegetable stock.
What do? They just boil a bunch of vegetables in water and then boil it down?
I don't know the whole process, but if you think about it, yeah, it's just kind of like a concentrate, like a juice concentrate that you just then melt it in the water.
That's weird. I don't get that. I don't know what Bob says, check growler. I don't know what that is, so we'll take that off. We don't have a lot on the list here, you guys.
No, we don't. But we do have iTunes reviews.
Yes, we do.
I've got those pulled up right now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I think I do, too.
Because I'm that awesome.
So we're going to start out. You guys know we have a contest going on, right?
Bitches.
You know, because I have to, like, pay you guys to
listen. Because
we got to
pay you to give us good shit. We pay you to like us.
It's the only reason I'm here.
Right.
I get paid.
Right. He gets paid.
And blowjobs.
Oh.
Oh. By both of us, apparently, from the rumor has it.
Rumor has it.
So, you guys, we have some new reviews here. We read Stacy's last week, right? Stacy Kirk, yeah, because she was the first one. And then, you guys, you know, we have a contest going until June 30th, right? There's 30 days in June, right?
Yeah. So pretty much any review between June 1st and June 30th will be counted.
Yes, even if you left an old review but you have renewed it or, you know, reevaluated us, that puts you in the drawing too.
Yeah, because you made a review last time doesn't mean that review counts now, because now I'm on the show and this shit rocks.
All right. Oh, he got sassy.
Paying you to say it rocks.
Right.
I hope the person who wins sends a lukewarm review.
Right. That Ricky, he's fantastic, but that James LeRoy, not so much.
I do not like those colored people. Oh, speaking of which, that picture you sent me with the listener with the lawn jockey.
Oh, that's he didn't want me to say his name, so I don't know.
That's fine.
The person you know who it is, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But no, when you sent me that picture.
We'll just call him CC. We'll call him that.
Okay. I don't know if I showed you this.
That's in his front yard.
Shut up.
It is.
Is he in the South?
No, he's in New York.
Oh, my God. Oh, that makes sense.
Well, you talk about those like...
The black lawn jockeys.
Yes. Everyone used to have them at the end of their driveways.
Yes.
Right.
Well, he sent a picture to Ricky, and he was like... Yeah, don't you think James's arm's getting a little tired?
From working.
Nice.
Sorry, let's go on to the reviews.
Let's see here. We have... where?
You know, you have music playing on accident.
Yeah, but it's on... You can't hear it. Okay. So,
sorry, just in case.
We have longtime fan from Nessa.
Nessa!
Because Taylor actually messaged me on Facebook. He's like, what about the people that's left a review? And I was like, well, that's a long time ago. I was like,
renew.
Okay,
it.
Well, this is what I'm going to do.
This is what I'm going to answer with that. I get people asking me, well, the person that applied last summer got a special. Why can't I? And I'm like, because you didn't apply last summer. Plain and simple.
So I changed the rules a little bit and said, if you wrote an old review and you write a new one, then we'll put you in the drawing. So, Nessa, who is your best friend, says, I have been listening to Foul Monkeys since 2006. I enjoy the variety of the show offers. Sometimes serious, a few heartfelt moments, and more often than not, toilet humor. Who doesn't love a good dick and fart joke? In all seriousness, getting to know Ricky and his co-host through this medium has been great, and I highly recommend subscribing to the show. I look forward to seeing what James LeRoy brings to the table and Bill becoming my new bestie.
Aww. You know what I bring to the table?
Your dick.
My elephant dick.
So thank you, Nessa. You're in for the drawing. Yay, do you want to read the next one from
Schnurble? Foul Monkeys was my first star. Foul Monkeys, the first gay podcast I listened to. Yes, I know.
You do know that's just 5 stars.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
I was joking because it looks like.
Like they added it to the internet. I just want to make sure you knew that that's not what they did.
Not that pretty.
Oh, but another thing before you go into this, somebody has rated us like a fantastic show, but only 1 star. So I don't get that. So if you can go change it to 5, that'd be great.
Or change it to say shitty and we'll delete your review.
Right.
Just saying. Foul Monkeys, the first gay podcast I listened to. In other words, I lost my podcast listening virginity to Ricky. Ricky, my favorite ginger boy, and now James LeRoy, not Leroy, make up the latest version of my favorite podcast. Thanks, Ricky, for sharing your life, and thanks, James, for adding your spunk.
Ooh.
And cute voices. Sometimes dirty, sometimes rude, but always funny. Guys, keep up the awesome work.
And Snurble actually had to go download iTunes because he's from Twitter. He goes, what about people with Android phones? I'm like, well, sorry, you can't enter because sorry. And he's like, fuck. So I guess he downloaded iTunes to leave a review.
Aww, that's dedication.
So, and well, obviously, if he wins, he's not going to be getting a $25 iTunes card because he can't use it.
That would be, we can give him Amazon. Well, we told them to choose between Amazon and iTunes.
Or wherever they, wherever we can get it. No, well, I guess we could, but.
I'm sure we can get one at Dominic's or something.
Right.
You can get it at all the other shitting fucking gift cards over there.
That is weird.
Got a whole entire aisle of gift cards.
Weird. Publix
did that too.
It's brilliant. If you have like cards and gifts to give, instead of going to these places, it is so fantastic. I think that you
can. It is a good idea.
Go in and you can decide how much money you're going to put on an Olive Garden gift certificate.
But I don't understand how. I don't understand how the store makes money if you're giving the face value of the card. How is that store making money, and how is Olive Garden making money?
Oh, because you know that there's fees, and I'm sure there's like,
I'm sure Olive Garden pays to display it on their aisle or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, like they get paid to do it,
right?
Through the company rather than through us.
I love Olive Garden breadsticks.
Oh, breadsticks!
I love their Zuppa Toscana. It's my favorite.
That is so
soup.
Good. That's my favorite soup ever.
I make a really good copycat.
Why aren't you making it?
Because it's hot.
Well, I love soup.
And we have AC now, so we can make it in our house.
Oh, okay. So not this week. Next week, I'll make it for you.
Sounds good. I love it. Yeah. Do you make it in a crock pot or a big old like thing?
I make it on the stove. Hmm. Yeah.
Let me see how many we have. Start. 1, 2, 3. We'll read one more because we're at 25 minutes. We need to end it and start the new one.
Okay.
So this one is a longtime listener, Jay Renter. This podcast, and he gave us 5 stars, like, duh. This podcast is hella funny, even by listening,
Okay, look at this. It's one long run.
One sentence.
He gave you 5 stars, and now you're complaining, and you're bitching about the nice things.
Hey, if I'm paying you, you need to be grammatically correct.
No, this is called an incentive.
You like me. You really like me. Go on.
This podcast is hella funny. I've been listening since episode 170, and it got me hooked on the show. You guys are funny as hell. Julian was a good co-host, but I think James Leroy is an awesome host who is just as great.
Booyah.
Duh.
Thank you, Jay Renter.
I need to pause this for a second. Hold on.
And we're back.
Y'all, we had to have a discussion. So
that was an ABC conversation, so direct yourself to the door.
Oh, we just got a message on Twitter that says Foul Monkeys is not doing a live show tonight. No, we are not. So
sorry.
We'll discuss that. It's going to be Sundays, 8 o'clock. We will schedule the live show a couple weeks in advance. Does that sound good to you guys?
Yeah.
So that we can... get it scheduled. It's not going to be like it used to be, like every other week. Sorry, not happening unless we get paid.
When we are
well, there's too much stuff going on this summer,
right? Yeah, because here in Chicago, you have a life, unlike in Florida, when people don't have lives there. So
there is too much stuff going on in Chicago.
Like next weekend is Pride because we're not going to do. We won't be doing a show.
Well, next
before then,
and Pride is on
Thursday.
Pride is on Sunday here.
Huh?
Do you want to do Thursday? Like normal?
We can, if you want. Well, I just thought
just
you guys were busy.
Having this conversation
air. That's why I like having Bill here, because he kind of stops us and like, look, you're being ridiculous right now.
It's like, didn't you want to wrap this up? Because...
I want to say thank you to Jay Renter, Snurble, and Nessa for leaving your reviews. Remember to leave us a review from June 1st to June 30th. You do that, you're in winning a drawing to win $25 to whatever company that we can get a gift card for you.
Priscilla's.
What's Priscilla's?
Oh, maybe it's an Indiana thing. It's like a sex toy.
We have one.
Oh. Priscilla. Is it like tulips?
Yes, or... I can't think of the other name. Never mind.
Yeah. No, we have one back in Nebraska.
Ugh.
Yeah!
It's been a while since you've said that, actually.
Yeah, I know.
So, give us a call, 206-984-3685.
You can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can follow us on Twitter, foulmonkeys and jamesleroyfm. Are we going to get you a Twitter account? We need to get you a Twitter account, I think.
It's up to you.
That's up to you. I don't know if you want to be a part of it that much. So.
I don't know. James just needs to drop the pseudonym and
use our right? God. Right?
Bitches.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
We're going to talk about that more.
Wrap it up.
Twitter. Okay.
Facebook
fan page us.
And check out our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com.
Yes.
And have we been posting anything there?
I've had it queued up a lot. The last post was on the 16th, I
apparently.
Think.
And when I say we, I mean you.
Apparently, I'm the only person who reads it, because that's how I know when you're actually, honestly, when you're he's when like, the new episode comes out, and I'm like,
oh, well, I didn't even post it on Tumblr.
I didn't see the post. He goes, oh, that's because you're the only person who watches Tumblr.
And I go, and Ricky doesn't Tumblr.
I don't. I forgot to put it on there, actually. So, all right, you guys, have a great week, and we will talk to you later. Bye.
Peace out.